Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. I'll be joined shortly by Scott Leo as the Clippers take on the Syracuse Mets in the first game of a six-game series to open the 2022 home schedule. The Clippers coming off of a road trip to start the 2022 campaign against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs at Coca-Cola Park. The weather was miserable most of the time. The Clippers, though, came away with a 3-3 series split. It was a series that didn't start off so well for the Clippers as they lost the first two games. After scoring the first runs, the Clippers lost on opening night 7-3, and then on Wednesday by a 6-1 score. Thursday was rained out. We played a single game on Friday, and the Clippers got in the win column with a 4-3 victory against the Iron Pigs. Then in a doubleheader, the Clippers were shut out in the opener, losing 4-0, and then won the nightcap by a 4-2 final score. Offense was a bit hard to come by for Columbus over the first five games, but in game number six, boy, that was a well-oiled machine for Columbus. They scored 12 runs against the Iron Pigs en route to a 12-1 victory and the series split. Offensively, there have been some good performances individually for the Clippers. Gabriel Arias batting .333, Will Benson hitting .444, and the Clippers have a couple of guys with two home runs already on the season, Oscar Gonzalez and David Fry. From a pitching perspective, the Clippers got a win out of the starting rotation from Tanner Tolley in the second game of that doubleheader. The rest of the rotation, we've had some good performances, but because guys are still getting stretched out, they haven't gone far enough into games to earn a win. Kirk McCarty has started twice, has pitched well both times, but had to come out before the fifth inning in each game. Today, the Columbus Clippers will send Peyton Battenfield to the hill. The right-hander, 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA. It'll be left-hander Mike Montgomery going for the Syracuse Mets. No wins, no losses, and a 0.0 earned run average. It is a pleasant day here in the Arena District as we get you set for the home opener for the Columbus Clippers. Stick around, the Columbus Clippers and Syracuse Mets right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Beautiful day here in Columbus, 68 degrees. Our game time temperature winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour under, I guess we'd say, cloudy skies. Just as we speak, it starts to break up a little bit overhead, but by and large, it has been a cloudy day. Ballpark snacks for low prices. Talk about a grand slam from Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels. Aldi has them all and is a proud sponsor of the Columbus Clippers and the game time conditions. Find a store near you at aldi.us. And Scott, the Columbus Clippers, 3-3 on the season. Two losses in the first two games. Four runs in a win. And then finally, when things opened up, they opened up in a big way on Sunday. 12 runs for Columbus. Just about everybody got into the act. And that's kind of what you're hoping for. Not 12 runs a night, but putting something consistently together offensively.
No question. And if you can open the season .500 on the road, you're right where you need to be. This is a team that has some offensive pop and some offensive potential. Can they, over time, consistently produce the kind of results we saw in those wins? And that's what we're here to find out.
Well, the first pitch of the ball game has popped up way up out to shallow left center field. It'll be the center fielder, Alex Call, to make the call and the catch. One pitch and one out. And that's how the ball game begins. Clippers and the home whites. Navy caps. Syracuse Mets in the road gray uniforms, very reminiscent of the parent club. First pitch swinging, and another fly ball to center field. This one shallow, a bit over toward the right field side, and Travis Blankenhorn flies to Alex Call. And before the seats are even warm, two outs.
That is effective.
And I have a CG here. Although in this day and age, even at that, I don't know. Peyton Battenfield out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Sure, it would only be 27 pitches, but too many ups and downs.
A lot of up and down.
So,
got to watch that early in the season. Battenfield, the right-hander, goes to work. How about that? A take. Pitch just off the outside to Carlos Rincon for ball one.
Probably go five innings, 15 pitches. Get out of there.
Not bad for a day's work. Next offering, a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Appeal on the first base side. The umpiring crew. Lou Williams is the crew chief calling the balls and strikes. Tyler Olson just rang up the appeal at first base. Sam Birch, the umpire at third. We have not had a four-man crew yet, which is unusual this time of year, but for those first couple of games, spring training was still going on. There were probably a lot of umpires still in Arizona and in Florida. Another pitch out of the zone makes it 2-1 to the three-hitter Rincon. DH waits. Here's the pitch. Fastball. A whisker off the outside corner. Mike Rivera trying to frame it over home, but Lou Williams was not buying it. So it's 3-1. The pitch. Popped up. Right side. Into shallow right field. It's a long run now. Couple of defenders heading over there. It'll be the second baseman, Mitch Tolman. I think he's the only one that, as it turns out, had a chance to make the play, and he made it for out number three. So Battenfield retires the side in order after a half inning here at Huntington Park. The Mets nothing. The Clippers coming up.
This isn't your regular cola. So this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth.
For dessert, because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Here come the Clippers in the bottom half of the first inning. Richie Palacios, the leadoff man in left field, followed by the shortstop Gabriel Arias. First baseman Josh Naylor on a rehab assignment bats third, plays first. Right fielder Oscar Gonzalez cleans up. Daniel Johnson, the DH, will be the five hitter, followed by Alex Call in center. Mitch Tolman at second base bats seventh. Eighth is Mike Rivera. And at the bottom of the order, it is the third baseman Jose Fermin. First pitch swinging, and Richie Palacios puts one down the right field line. It's going to roll to the corner, and Richie is going to run. He's heading for second base around it. Now on to third, the throw just now coming to the infield. How about that? A leadoff stand-up triple for Richie Palacios.
This is such a tough park to hit a triple in, but that's how you do it. Down to the corner, maybe get it to ricochet around a little bit. That ball got just inside the first baseline. Couldn't have placed it any better. And
is there an event in Columbus somewhere tonight? We've had four batters, three first pitches put in play. People trying to get out of this ballpark in a hurry.
We've got some big concerts coming to town, but later in the summer, so
not tonight, huh? All right, well, here's Gabriel Arias with an opportunity to drive in a run. First pitch to him from Mike Montgomery is taken for a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Montgomery has been around now, the veteran right-hander from Mission Hills, California, 32 years of age. Originally came up in the Kansas City Royals system, made it to AAA the first time back in 2011 for Omaha. Their first year as the Storm Chasers. Arias swings and misses at a breaking ball, 0-2. In the Pacific Coast League, but the Clippers got to play him that year in the AAA National Championship game in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Joe Martinez was the MVP of that game. Clippers won the second of back-to-back AAA National Championships. Montgomery was a part of that team. Did he start? Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air down the right field line. It's got some slice to it. It'll get out of play. That was the last time things went well for the Clippers in a AAA National Championship game, though.
These hitters on both sides, you mentioned how aggressive they've been, and there's a method to the madness. If you can jump on a guy quickly in the at-bat, you don't allow him to get to a lot of his secondary stuff.
There's a pitch to the backstop. Palacios didn't break right away and so decided to stay put, making it 1-2 against Arias.
Over the years, we've seen a lot of Clippers hitters that have made their way to the big leagues by being first pitch swingers. And if you can jump on a guy and get that first pitch fastball in the zone when he's just trying to get ahead in the count, you can make some hay.
For time, and it is granted. If he asks again, it won't be. Montgomery, the left-hander, has his sign, goes into the motion. And another high fly ball down the right field line. Again, it's slicing, and it will get foul. That had home run distance. But got up into the net beside the right field foul pole. Still one ball and two strikes. Montgomery came up through the Royals system but did not make it to the major leagues with Kansas City that first go-round. He was traded to Tampa Bay in 2012, rather, and then 2015 traded from Tampa Bay to Seattle. Arias fouls away another. Seattle sent him to the Chicago Cubs. He made it to the bigs with the Mariners in 2015 and 16, then up with the Cubs in 16, 17, and 18, and then finally played in the majors for the Kansas City Royals after being traded to KC from Chicago in 2019. Full circle. Next pitch. In the dirt, swung on and missed. Arias is down on strikes. Have to throw down to first to get the out. And the runner at third has to stay put. Montgomery pitched again with Kansas City in that shortened 2020 season. 2021, he was in the Yankees system briefly, pitched four games for Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and then decided to take an opportunity overseas. And prior to the 2022 season, the veteran left-hander found that the New York Mets valued him enough to put him here in AAA as depth for the major league team. And here he is facing another major leaguer in Josh Naylor. Naylor, on a rehab assignment, has been aggressive early in counts, takes a breaking ball low and away here for ball one. He's been making good, solid contact. He hasn't looked late on pitches. He hasn't looked flummoxed by breaking balls. He has been very selective, swinging at strikes and making contact, laying off pitches out of the zone. Playing first base today for the first time. The next pitch to him will work for an out, but it'll also score a run. It's the second baseman in the outfield grass, Matt Reynolds, grabbing it, throwing it to first in time. But Naylor does the job, driving in a run, and it's 1-0 Columbus here in the first inning.
Well, Naylor's here on a rehab assignment, but he wasn't going to get rid of the fundamental part of that at-bat there. Get it to the right side, bring in the run. And you know, I think that when you're trying to show that you're healthy and work your way back to the big leagues, you still want to do the little things that maybe aren't as sexy, aren't as exciting, and Naylor gives himself up right there to pick up an RBI and give his team an early lead.
With the bases empty, here is Oscar Gonzalez. He was making a swing for the left field bar. And he came up empty for strike one. Gonzalez, two home runs already on the season, had 31 a year ago. Next pitch coming from Montgomery. There's another big rip. Foul tip into the catcher's mitt makes it 0-2. Shadows bisecting the infield. The sun dips low on the first base side, so it'll be tough on the left side defenders over the next half hour or so as the sun goes down. Gonzalez on a breaking ball swings and fouls it away. That is a much different swing from Gonzalez than on 0-1 and the first pitch. softened his swing up a little bit, trying to make contact. And we saw that from him last year when he first came up from Double A. For a guy with as violent a swing as he has early in the count, he's one of the few guys that will show you a two-strike approach anymore. 0-2 pitch. Outside.
It's in part a lost art, and then it's in part more difficult than it used to be because of the, well, how hard guys are throwing and the different types of pitches you see.
There's a swing and a fastball and a ground ball to the shortstop. Bohannik's got it, throws to first in time for out number three. The Clippers get a run on a hit. They leave the bases empty and one frame in the books here in 2022 at Huntington Park. The Clippers.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
So we've played one inning here at Huntington Park. The Clippers leading by a 1-0 score. Richie Palacios led off the bottom of the first inning with a triple down the right field line, came in to score on Josh Naylor's RBI groundout. And so Peyton Battenfield has a lead to work with, going after the cleanup man, Daniel Polka. And the first pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Polka and Mark Vientos and Carlos Cortez. First three due up here in the second inning. A pitch in the dirt evens the count at 1-1. Now the clouds that were here right at first pitch seem to be drifting away from the arena district, so a lot of sunlight shining. Clippers right-hander goes to work and hits the bottom of the zone on the inside corner. Well-located pitch for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Polka, left-handed batter, open stance, the pitch. Fastball, strike three, called over the outside corner. Battenfield has his first K of the ball game. Syracuse Mets are 1-4 so far on the season. They were taking on Scranton Wilkes-Barre in the first series. They were rained out on Sunday, so they've got a game to make up. Only Jacksonville and Louisville have worse records than do the Syracuse Mets. They're both 1-5. Here's Mark Vientos. First pitch to him, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Battenfield working quickly, gets another called strike, 0-2. He was acquired, Battenfield, from Tampa Bay in exchange for DJ Johnson and Jordan Luplow at the trade deadline a season ago. The 0-2 pitch coming. And it's a check swing on a pitch in the dirt. They asked the first base umpire, but Tyler Olson says no swing. One ball, two strikes. Battenfield working very quickly, which all pitchers are going to be forced to do this year. Next pitch, a whisker wide. Evens things at 2-2. Rivera sets up over the outside corner. Here's the pitch. It is hit high in the air to the left center field gap. That ball is going to get off the base of the wall. Richie Palacios corrals it, fires in, but that'll be a double for Vientos. So man in scoring position. Cortez, the right fielder. Cortez digs into the left-handed batter's box, brings a .231 batting average with him. No homers, no RBIs. First pitch is a fastball at the very top of the zone for strike one. Battenfield 6'4", 224-pounder, 24 years of age. Looks to second base once, twice, now deals and misses high with a fastball. Evens the count at 1-1. Battenfield's first start against Lehigh Valley. He allowed 3 runs on 6 hits over 4 2/3 innings. Struck out 3, walked a man, threw 85 pitches. So more than most Clippers pitchers that first go around. Here's his next offering. It's a breaking ball that misses high and away. 2-1. After the trade last year, they put him in Double-A Akron, where he went 2-1 for the Rubber Ducks with a .328 earned run average and 7 starts. Just over a strikeout per inning for Akron. He was better than a strikeout per inning as a member of the Rays organization last year. Started in A-ball at Bowling Green, then moved up to Double-A Montgomery, pitching for the Biscuits. He misses just high here, 3-1. His first pro season, he only made 5 starts, 9 relief appearances, but since then he has been almost exclusively a starter. He goes to work, and the 3-1 pitch is hit high in the air, deep to right field. That could be trouble. Oscar Gonzalez at the warning track, reaching back for the wall, makes the catch right at the base of the wall, and fires in to keep the runner at second base. Well, the wind blowing a bit in from the right field, ball down a little bit. This is a hitter-friendly yard at Huntington Park, no doubt about it. It always has been. Since opening in 2009, it has been one of the homer-friendliest yards in all of AAA baseball, particularly the International League. There are a few out west where the ball really jumps, and the home of the Charlotte Knights. Once that opened, I believe in 2015, that's even smaller than this place, and it gets hotter, more humid there. The ball tends to jump even more. First pitch to Matt Reynolds is a called strike, 0-1. If the wind is blowing out here toward right center field, all bets are off. The ball's going to fly to all fields. But as it is tonight, coming in a bit from right field, right center can act as a bit of a graveyard. Next pitch from Battenfield, swung on and missed, slider. And it's 0-2. Two down, a runner at second base. Clippers leading 1-0 here in the top of the second. More clouds coalescing overhead. Tomorrow the forecast doesn't look great, but it looks better now than it did a couple of days ago, so hopefully we'll get all these games in. 0-2 pitch coming from the big righty. It is hit in the air to center field and hit pretty well. Racing back on it is Alex Cole. Still tracking it down to the warning track. He'll make the catch in a dead sprint for out number 3. Great defensive play there by Alex Cole, keeping a run off the board, helping out Peyton Battenfield and the Columbus Clippers, who, as we go to the bottom of the second inning, lead it 1-0 here at Huntington Park.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great, too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to smoked provolone and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Bottom of the second inning at Huntington Park. The Clippers lead it by a 1-0 score. Mike Montgomery back to the hill. The left-hander gave up a triple on the first pitch he threw, but then retired the next three in order, one of those three. Josh Naylor hit a infield ground out, turned into be an outfield ground out with the triangle shift. The second baseman fielded it 15 feet or so into the outfield grass, but it was deep enough to score the run and put the Clippers up 1-0. So it'll be Daniel Johnson to lead things off. Johnson, Call, and Tolman due up for the Clippers here in the second inning. DJ Johnson, left-handed batter. Lefty pitcher goes to work, and a swing and a miss. And a pitch off the inside corner of the plate makes it no balls, one strike to the Clippers' designated hitter. Johnson just 1-for-12 to start the season. But the batting average at .083, I think, is deceptive for the way he has hit the baseball. He has had a lot of hard outs. Takes a breaking ball in for a called strike here. It's quickly 0-2. Sometimes a batting average can look bad when you've had good plate appearances. Sometimes it can look good when you've had some seeing eye singles and bloopers or bleeders. It's just fine. Johnson cuts empty on an off-speed pitch for strike three. He goes down three in a row against Montgomery. One down for Alex Call. Call strides to the plate after having made a great running catch to keep the Clippers on top 1-0 to end the top of this second inning. Call still looking for his first hit of 2022. He's driven in a run. He's scored one. He's walked three times, but officially 0-for-9. That's due to change. First pitch, Swainy fouls it straight back to the screen, 0-1. Call digging back in. Kick in the pitch. Fastball high, 1-1. Mike Montgomery, committed to Cal State Fullerton before being drafted by the Royals and signing. The 1-1. That's a high fly ball, deep left field. Alex Cole's got his first hit of the year, and it's out of the ballpark. A solo home run to double the Clippers' lead, make it 2-0 Clip Show. Not a bad way to get your first one.
No question. Jumps on this pitch and puts it right into the left field bleachers. Great swing of the bat.
Call had a lot of home runs early for the Clippers after being promoted from Double-A. They tailed off as the season went along, but that one didn't have any tail or hook. It was just a straight shot to the left field bleachers. Here's Mitch Tolman. Lefty-lefty matchup. Tolman had a huge game on Sunday. First pitch to him, a strike, next coming. And it is taken over but low. Tolman went 3-for-4 with 4 runs scored, 2 batted in. He had a homer and 2 doubles. Oh yeah, he also walked. The 1-1. Late swing and a pitch dipping out of the zone. 1-2 now. Hit 300 for the series. Now the 1-2 from Montgomery. Check swing at that same pitch, diving low. He laid off that one 2-2. Montgomery growing up in Santa Clarita. Went to William S. Hart High School, and that's a place that's produced some baseball talent. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and away, 3-2. Todd Zeal, Bob Walk, James Shields, Kevin Millar, Tyler Glasnow, and former Clipper Trevor Bauer. All matriculated there. Payoff pitch coming with the bases empty. Went with a pitch off the outside corner, and a check swing is ball four. Tolman held up. Boy, Montgomery just kept trying to nibble and nibble and induce swings and pitches out of the strike zone. He got one from Tolman, but that was it. Now bring up Mike Rivera. Rivera, 2-for-9 with a couple of walks and a couple of runs scored against Lehigh Valley. He had a triple in that series. Throw goes to first and the runner goes back. Now, for those of you tuning in for the first time in the 2022 season, first off, where you been? But secondly, we'll run through a lot of the rule changes that will have an effect this year. Montgomery throws inside for a 1-0 count to Mike Rivera here. 14 seconds in between pitches with no runners on base.
Before you go any further,
get your notebook out.
The audience have a notepad to take notes? I feel like this is not something you can just listen to the lecture and then get an A on the
Probably going to want to take notes and ask questions. So base is empty, 14 seconds on the pitch clock. The pitcher has 14 seconds from the time that that clock starts to deliver the pitch. Okay, be in the act of throwing, into the windup per se. There's the set by the left-hander, and the offering here is a swing and a miss. Rivera chased one off the inside corner, make it 2-1. With any or all bases occupied, that pitch clock goes to 19 seconds. Now, that's in AAA. In the lower levels of the minors, it's 18 seconds with runners on base. But at AAA, that's where we concern ourselves because that's the level here, 19 seconds with runners on base. Montgomery holds, deals. And a line shot just foul down the left field line will even the count at 2-2 against Mike Rivera. So again, the rule stipulates that the pitcher, and this is different than in the past, the pitcher must be in the act of delivering the pitch before that clock expires. Whereas in the past, the pitcher with a base runner on only had to come set, and then he could hold for as long as he wanted. That's no longer the case. And there's a twist coming up after this next pitch. Rivera waits. Montgomery peeks to first, throws the 2-2. Breaking ball hit on a skipper. It's going to eat up the shortstop. Bohannock cannot field it. Bounces over his head. That was a double play ball that had some overspin and hopped off of his glove, likely an E6. And that'll put him at first and second. And bring up Jose Fermin. So here's the twist. Pitchers are only allowed to disengage from the mound twice during any plate appearance. So that means stepping off the rubber to get the signs again or making a pickoff attempt. If you disengage in any way twice, you can try another pickoff attempt. But if you do not record an out on that disengagement, all base runners get 90 feet. It acts as a balk.
And that was one of the questions coming in because we were sorting through this. Would that be a balk? Would that be an automatic ball in the count? That one counts as a balk if you don't record an out.
Right.
So that's the gamble.
Yeah, so if a guy takes a huge lead at first, you can still try and pick him off. And if you get him, no harm, no foul. You just get the out. But if you don't get him, it's going to cost you a balk. Now, if the pitcher doesn't deliver before the clock expires, that's an automatic ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it is a changeup outside. Two balls and a strike to Fermin. The batter must be in the box and attentive to the pitcher before the clock hits 9 seconds. And if he's not, then that's an automatic strike. Now, none of this is going to be enforced at the very beginning of the season. Here's the pitch, 2-1. Check swing and a foul ball back, 2-2. They are starting this off with a grace period. The first series and part of the second series before they have enforcement of these. And I'm here to tell you, based upon what I saw in that first series against Lehigh Valley, there is a potential to have a lot of pitch clock violations.
We said this when the clock first came into play.
Montgomery's 2-2 pitch in the dirt, 3-2.
How good would the pitchers or batters get at adhering to the rule? Because they're going to have to adapt based on this part. How is it enforced?
And it wasn't.
So, you know, if I tell my kids 9 o'clock is bedtime, but at 9 o'clock I don't make my rounds to make sure TVs and tablets are turned off, is 9 o'clock really bedtime?
3-2 pitch. Cole, a third strike on a generous heading up the first baseline, but he will make a detour and head to the Clippers' dugout. That is out number two.
Enforcement is the whole name of the game, because right. Last year when we went to the TSA pat-downs, when pitchers were coming off the mound, pitchers knew that was coming. So you better be ready.
Yeah. Well, this year they've changed that. I haven't even talked about that yet this year.
Well, I know that was later in the textbook, but I was jumping ahead a little bit as we take our notes.
Here's Richie Palacios, tripled his first time up, takes the first pitch for a strike called over the outer portion of the plate for strike one. Richie came around to score the first Clippers run. They have scored another here in the second off the bat of Alex Call, a home run to left field. 2-0 Columbus, bottom of the second. On what is now a bit of a cloudy day here at Huntington Park. 0-1. Fouled away, make it quickly 0-2. Yeah, this year, umpires are checking pitchers' hands, which is not something they did last year. They checked the belt buckle, they checked the hat, they checked the glove, but they didn't actually check the hand. This year, that's going to be the primary directive. Gabriel Arias in the on-deck circle, hoping to come up here in this inning. Palacios trying to extend the inning. Two on, two outs, and two strikes and time called. And that's one of the things we're going to have to pay attention to. Who called it? Is it the batter or the pitcher? Because the batter gets to call time once. The pitcher gets to call time, I guess, twice, technically. And the catcher can call time once. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. It's in the dirt for strike three. Three strikeouts for Montgomery. A home run mixed in. The Clippers leave two, score a run, and lead it 2-0 after two in the Arena District.
Start your next project with help from Menards. Fence your yard the easy way with multi-purpose, no-dig fence panels. They can be installed in a variety of ways to meet your needs, such as pet containment, garden fencing, and more. Save 11% on all no-dig fencing. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 16th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Products and Header Heating and Cooling. Offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Hey, you see Tony's face?
Yeah, he's using one of them Dollar Shave Club six-blade razors with six stainless steel blades for a close shave.
His face is as smooth as a river rack.
Smooth as a nice olive oil.
Like a bowling ball.
Like silk pajamas.
Like a seal down at the aquarium.
Like a ball of wax.
Wax job?
Hey, no one said nothing about a wax job, okay? Quit being a wise guy.
Dollar Shave Club. For a noticeably smooth shave, find us in stores and at dollarshaveclub.com.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at nationalguard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Two innings gone in the best ballpark in the minors. Here from the corner of Neal and Nationwide, Ryan Mitchell and Scott Leo with you, bringing you Clippers baseball. Columbus scored a run in the first. They scored a run in the second. They lead it by a 2-0 score. Peyton Battenfield has authored two shutout innings, just one hit allowed. Here on for the play-by-play in inning number three, broadcast partner Scott Leo.
Thank you, Ryan. And as I was telling folks, opening day never gets old. You and I started doing this when we were young and good-looking and energetic.
Now we're none of those things.
We were at least young back then. First pitch taken for a ball low to Bohannik. And so, as another season rolls around, especially post-pandemic and post-pandemic restrictions, it's exciting to have baseball back at Neyland Nationwide. Here's a one-hopper on the short hop at the edge of the outfield grass. Played well, and the throw from Tolman will get the out, and Bohannik is... It's a tough play because it's moving away from the second baseman, and it's obvious at a pretty early point that it's going to get to the ground. And so Mitchell Tolman does a fantastic job to get on top of it and snare it right near the edge of the outfield grass. Nick Deeney is now the batter. The nine-hitter and catcher for the Mets. Tell you what, we really were fortunate today weather-wise also. We've got cloudy skies overhead, but we lucked out. Here's a hard liner at the third baseman, and Fermin puts it away. Two up, two down in the Syracuse third. We've probably had rain two out of every 3 days, it seems like, since it turned to spring, and I think there's a good chance we're going to get rained on tomorrow at some point during the day. So the fact that we were north of 60 degrees and dry for first pitch, we will take it. Swing and a foul tip by Lee. Back to the top of the order here for Kevin Bowles' team. Syracuse just 1-4 to begin the year. They had one game washed out, so the Mets are on the road here in Columbus after playing Scranton-Wilkes-Barre in their season-opening series. Their lone win came in what turned out to be the series finale, a 4-3 win in 10 innings, and then their game on Sunday was washed out. It'll be made up as part of a doubleheader, they tell me, in June. Curveball, strike three. That's a beauty, and that's the third out. And so Lee is gone. The Mets are gone. 1-2-3. Syracuse is out. And after 2.5, it's 1-0 Columbus.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just subs, wings, and more. Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI.
Clippers
Columbus
with the early advantage. 2-0 after scoring a run in the first, tacking on another in the second on a long ball into the left field bleachers. And so as we go to the bottom of inning number three, here comes the home team yet again. Gabriel Arias will lead it off for Columbus. It'll be Arias, Naylor, and Gonzalez, 2, 3, and 4 due up. Twelve-run outburst on Sunday for Andy Tracy's team. 12-1, they pummeled Lehigh Valley. Gonzalez, Tolman, and Sands all homered in that game after falling behind 1-0 in the first. Clippers exploded, and here's a deep drive from Arias to the wall. And that's going to be off the top of a center. And into second base goes the Columbus shortstop. It's a leadoff, stand-up, double. And the Clippers are threatening again. Arias, Benson, and Tolman all put up three-hit games on Sunday in that 12-run outburst. Those were individual highs for all three. Of course, we're only six games in. Prior to Sunday, though, Columbus as a team didn't have more than nine hits in that series. So to churn out 16 hits on Sunday was a good sign. First pitch, a strike to Naylor. Gruesome injury to his right ankle caused him to miss 3 months last year. 69 games with Cleveland. He hit .253, seven homers, 21 runs batted in. Coming into today in a Columbus uniform, Naylor 3-for-13, a double. 3 runs batted in. All three RBIs came on Sunday. He has the team's only hit so far with the bases loaded this year. Doesn't have a chance to do it right here. Runner on second, nobody out. RBI ground out for Naylor in the first. And he fouls this one away. It's 0-2 to the lefty batter, first baseman. Well, AAA East and AAA West are gone, and we're back to league names. So the International League is back. Hopefully, in terms of the record books, it did not leave. Second oldest league in professional baseball. Here's a fly ball to left by Naylor. This won't get the job done. Blankenhorn is there, comes in a couple of strides, and puts it away for the out. One down. Oscar Gonzalez to the plate. But the International League West, as it looks now, St. Paul, Indianapolis, Nashville, Gwinnett, Memphis, Iowa, Omaha, Toledo, Louisville, and of course Columbus. And then in the East, 10 teams, Worcester, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Buffalo, Rochester, Charlotte, Lehigh Valley, Norfolk, Durham, Syracuse, and Jacksonville. Swing and a miss by Gonzalez on a pitch in the dirt. It's an 0-1 count. The 0-1, down low, one ball, one strike. The Pacific Coast League is back as well, but they're at 10 teams total, five in each division. So 20 in the International League, 10 in the Pacific Coast League, the new AAA alignment. Last year is when things started to get moved around, and we saw the generic AAA East, AAA West, and then the division names. We joke about needing a notepad to keep track of what's going on, but it's not that far from the truth. All that matters is this. The six-game series stayed, so the first week the Clippers were at Lehigh Valley, and now this week they host Syracuse. Popped it up. Foul ground from Gonzalez. Off comes the mask of the catcher. And Dini will make the catch. There are two down. Daniel Johnson, the batter, he's the DH. Lefty pitcher, lefty batter. And the first one is in there for a strike to DJ. Clippers have always
done well here at Huntington Park, and they've played long ball here since this ballpark opened in 2009. This park and the one in Charlotte seem to see the most home runs year after year. Oh, and to the count. We've already seen one homer here tonight. Pitch taken outside for a ball. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Johnson cuts empty. That's the third out. The Clippers get a leadoff double from Arias, but he is left stranded, and after three, here in Columbus, it's the Clippers 2, the Mets nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Son? It's time for us to have the talk.
Oh, no.
I want to talk to you about...
Dad, I'm 34.
Your portfolio.
Aww.
There are a lot of new alternative investments out there that might seem fun and trendy, but I just want you to build a smart portfolio. And one way you can do that is by adding blue chip art to your portfolio with Masterworks.
Blue chip art?
That's right. And you can get started at masterworks.io. Promo code, the talk. See important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Columbus area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 10 West Broad Street, Suite 1550, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Two nothing Columbus. We go to the fourth. Overcast skies, light breeze blowing, right to left across the outfield. And Travis Blankenhorn leads it off for the Mets. Check swing, foul ball on the first pitch. For Peyton Battenfield, the starter for Columbus tonight. He's allowed one hit, a double in the second. That man was left stranded. Swing and a miss on a 1-1 pitch. It fell off the table, make it 1-2. Blankenhorn flied to center. His first time up. The Mets in the traveling grays. Their uniforms look exactly like the parent club. Swing and a miss. Blankenhorn for Battenfield. That's strikeout three already. We went through an era in AAA baseball where the major league teams were trying to get their affiliates closer to where those parent clubs call home. That's when Scranton Wilkes-Barre aligned with the Yankees. The then Cleveland Indians came here. Numerous instances in that musical chairs that led to teams getting closer geographically. We then also saw a bit of an era where teams started to take on the nickname of their parent club and mimic their uniforms. Here's a flare into right field. Carlos Rincon's going to drop this one in for a base hit. And so Rincon is aboard. One on, one out. Daniel Palka. The Mets were the last one to do it, at least the most recent to do it. Now, the Norfolk Tides did not take the parent club's nickname, but they
decided to skew the color scheme to match up with the Baltimore Orioles. Here's a first pitch ball high. Here in Columbus, the name has stayed the same. Clippers franchise has been here since 1977. But we did see some tweaking of some of the color combinations to work in some of that Cleveland red, for example. This pitch is fouled back. When the Yankees were the parent club, the Clippers wore the home pinstripes and looked like the baby Bronx Bombers. One ball, one strike, runner on first, one away, top four. Palka the batter, here's the pitch. And this one's fouled back. Make it 1-2. If you are able to get your minor league affiliates closer to where they're in the same market, or close to it, the same fan base geographically as your parent club, it might make sense to tie those in. The Gwinnett Braves, as they were originally called, once they went to Gwinnett County to be just a tee shot from Atlanta. Breaking ball low. 3-2 now. A full count to the Syracuse first baseman. St. Paul is like that as the Twins affiliate now. They didn't take the nickname, but obvious tie-ins with the Twins organization and history. 3-2 pitch is a fastball and a called third strike at the knees. It's the fourth strikeout of the game for Battenfield and the second in this inning. Mark Vientos, the batter. One for one with a double. He cracked one off the wall in the second inning. First pitch, a strike on the off speed. The pitch. Called strike again. Quickly 0-2. Vientos waits. Battenfield deals. Popped him up. It's going to carry into right field where Oscar Gonzalez is waiting. Now a few. Gonzalez makes the catch. Three outs. So Rincon singles. He's left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth here at Huntington Park. It's 2-0 Columbus.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
2-0 Columbus as we go to the bottom of the fourth. The guy that leads it off is Alex Call, and all he did was hit the first Huntington Park home run of 2022. In the second inning, into the left field bleachers, about halfway back in those bleachers. A souvenir for somebody. First pitch taken for a ball. Call swings and gets a piece of it. Foul ball off the catcher's mitt. Two runs, three hits, no errors, three left aboard for Columbus thus far. No runs, two hits, one error. With two left stranded. The pitch. Breaking ball strike. We will check the scores here for you. They're brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart saving tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. 2-2 the count. I gave you the rundown on how these divisions are lined up in the return, at least in terms of naming it, the International League. Well, other IL scores, Buffalo leading Rochester 3-1, bottom of the fourth. Everybody else just getting started. Norfolk at Scranton, no score in the second. Jacksonville has just pushed a run across to lead Durham 1-0 after one. Memphis and Charlotte, no score, bottom of the second inning at that home opener for the Charlotte Knights. Nashville and Gwinnett are in a rain delay, and everybody else is later tonight. Louisville at Omaha, Indy at St. Paul, Toledo at Iowa. Here's a ball roped foul. Now, with everything being moved under one umbrella last year, and you had AAA East, AAA West, we started doing something on the broadcast here that we have never done until the postseason, and that was giving for the teams out west. And so, with the return of the International League and the Pacific Coast League, quite the debate came about, and that is, do we continue to give those scores of the teams out west that are now back in the Pacific Coast League instead of AAA West? The answer was no. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball, Call can't catch up to it, and he's down on strikes, one away here in the home fourth. And I'll tell you why the answer is no. The Clippers don't play those teams. Most of those games don't start until after we're done for the night. And even more importantly, if there's really a game in the Pacific Coast League that you want to know about, it is really eating at you. You need to find out what's happening between Round Rock and Sugar Land on a Thursday night. You've got the internet. The 0-1 pitch, and Tolman takes low. One ball, one strike. The God's honest truth is this. I usually wait until there's two outs to remember to start the scores. So by lopping those games off, there's a chance I can get them in before three outs. And that's what we've done, by the way, here in the fourth inning. So it's Leo 1, scoreboard nothing to start the year. Tolman swings and misses. It's a 1-2 count to the Columbus second baseman. Montgomery has the sign and the pitch. That's Tall, 2-2. Where do you draw the line then? Do you start giving double A scores, single A scores? Do you start giving some of the Big Ten scores from the college game? Here's a ball hit on the ground back up the middle. It'll be the shortstop, Bohannik. Fields throw, Palka. And the Clippers will have a base runner. It's going to be an E6, and Mitchell Tolman is aboard with one down.
had just a throw off to the side of the first baseman he couldn't corral, giving the Clippers a base runner. We used to give, a couple of years, we'd go through the, at the time, Indians organization.
Yes.
What happened with Akron? What happened with Lake County? Back then, I believe it was Carolina was the A-ball affiliate.
Mike Montgomery's day is done. We're going to see an early pitching change for the Syracuse Mets. So we will step out. It's 2-0 Columbus here in the fourth.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Syracuse. Trey Cobb was the guy loosening in the bullpen, and now he's on the mound. The 6'1", 190-pound right-hander from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Cobb will pitch to Mike Rivera. Rivera is 0-for-1. He reached on an error his first time up. He reached, just like Mitchell Tolman did on the last at-bat, and that was an E6. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball one. Coleman has his lead. Rivera waits. Here's the 0-1. Way inside. Right on Rivera's hands. The pause. The pitch, down and away. 3-0. First base is open here with Jose Fermin waiting on deck. Called strike right down the middle. 3-1. Here it comes. Swung on, hit in the air. High in the air to right field. Carlos Cortez started back, now has to circle in towards the line, makes the catch. It's cut off, and there are two away.
And Cortez took a bit of a long route to that ball. I don't know if the wind had any effect knocking it down as high up as it was and as long as it went through its arc. But clearly it did not land where initially he thought it was going to.
The nine-hitter, Fermin, called out on strikes his first time up tonight. The pitch. Check swing, breaking ball outside, 1-0. The pitch. Way inside with a fastball. 2-0. I'll tell you who really won in the battle over bringing the league names back. That's our buddy Anthony Schlosser.
Who he cried.
He held firm on our stat packs and information the media gets because he had spent years cultivating them. And they all said International League on the header. So with those names going away last year, he said, let's give it some time. Keep International League at the top of all of our printouts. Wait and see what they decide.
Well, Sloss is a guy that likes to take the long view.
Gets his newspaper a week late.
That's right. Let that news mellow a little bit.
Check swing, ground ball foul, third base side. And so, with the International League back, the game notes, stat packs, and media information is once again.
One difference, though.
Swing and a miss here on a 2-2 breaking ball.
Sloss has to acknowledge the existence of the teams in the old IL North this year.
I'll have to come to grips with that. Vermeen is out. The Clippers are out. They get a base runner on an error. We go to the fifth. Ryan's back to tell you about it. It's 2-0, Columbus.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Looking for an excellent career in the home service plumbing trade?
My name is Luke and I'm an eco plumber. I actually got into the trades about 6 or 7 years ago. I am financially secure in my life and I'm able to provide for my family.
Join this Columbus CEO top workplace at ecoplumbers.com.
Top of the fifth inning here at Huntington Park. Clippers with the good end of a 2-0 score. A run in the first, a run in the second, and Peyton Battenfield has flummoxed the Syracuse Mets right from the word go. He has allowed no runs, two hits. He has struck out with 6, 7, and 8 in the Mets batting order. Carlos Cortez flying to right field his first time up. First pitch from the Clippers right-hander hit on the ground to first base. Josh Naylor down on it, up with it, takes it on to first, and that is out number one. That'll do quite nicely if you can be as efficient as Battenfield was in the first inning. You can go deep, deep into the contest. Right now at 48 pitches through 4 1/3. That'll do, especially when you've struck out four batters. Infield back, outfield straight away against Matt Reynolds, the second baseman. He's 0 for 1 with a fly out to center field. Battenfield goes to work. Hits the outside half for a called strike with a fastball, 0-1. We get to the Major League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. As always, earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Here's a fly ball to shallow center. Drifting in, making the catch, Alex Call. Quickly, two away. And as Scott Leo was talking about earlier, invariably, you don't start the scoreboard on time, but you hope to get through it. The Cleveland Guardians have opened it up on the Cincinnati Reds in the battle for the Ohio Cup. Jose Ramirez, a grand salami, his second home run. Former Indian, not former Guardian, because he never wore that uniform. Tyler Naquin has a home run for the Cincinnati Reds. He seems to have found a home there in the Queen City. First pitch is high to Cody Bohanek. It is 10-4. Guardians on top, trying to go over the 500 mark in the top of the ninth inning. The wind, the pitch. Hit on the ground to third base. Fermin's got it, even with the bag. A little sidearm fling across the diamond. Casual, cool as you please, in plenty of time for out number three. So, down go the Mets. We'll tell you about the rest of the Major League scores. As this broadcast rolls on, the Clippers have the better end of a 2-0 score at Huntington Park.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
They say consistency is the word wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Nothing Columbus after 4.5 innings. Bottom of the fifth at the best ballpark in the minors. I'm Ryan Mitchell. He's Scott Leo. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball tonight, the home opener of the 2022 campaign. The Clippers split a 6-game series on the road at Allentown. Already today is the best day of the season weather-wise. Top of the order due up, Richie Palacios tripled on the first pitch he saw today. Swings at the first pitch he sees in this at-bat and comes up empty for strike one. Trey Cobb back out there. Got the final two outs of the fifth inning. Right-hander goes to work, and Palacios cuts and fouls it down the left field line. I promised you Major League scores, and I'm a man of my word. Top of the ninth inning in Chicago. The White Sox at home leading the Mariners 3-1. A's 3-1 leaders on the road at Tampa Bay in the top of the second inning at the Trop. 0-2 pitch. High and away, one ball, two strikes. Now to Richie Palacios. Bottom of the second inning in Philadelphia. No score between the Mets and the parent club of these Syracuse Mets, the New York Metropolitans. Brewers lead at Baltimore, 2-0 in Baltimore.
You know how many times we've said that?
Well, it's been a consistent theme now going back several years for the O's. 2-2 pitch, off speed. Oh, boy, almost swung back over the outside corner. That's a good take for Richie Palacios to fill the count. Other early action, no score. Blue Jays at Yankees after an inning. Top two out in L.A., the Angels and Marlins, nothing apiece. Nationals lead the Braves, 1-0. In Atlanta, in the bottom of the first inning. Finals from earlier today. Red Sox beat the Tigers at Comerica Park 5-3. Spencer Torkelson had his first hit. One of the top prospects in all of baseball had gone hitless in the first series for the Motor City Kitties. Payoff pitch outside for ball four, and that's what you call working a walk if you're Richie Palacios. He was down in the count 0-2. And draws the free pass to start the inning. That'll set up Gabriel Arias now. Cubs doubled up the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 2-1. Later on, Dodgers at Twins, Royals at Cardinals, Rangers host the Colorado Rockies, Diamondbacks welcoming the Astros, and the latest start, Padres at Giants, 9:45. Out in San Fran. First pitch to Arias is low and away for ball one. I'm not sure how this Cleveland Guardians season is going to shape up. Here's a wild throw to first base. Palacios on his horse. He'll get to second. Daniel Palka could not cleanly catch the pickoff attempt from Cobb, so that'll be an E1 sending the runner on. Now, here's an interesting question. My assumption, based upon the letter of the law, is that still counts as a disengagement from the rubber and the plate appearance continues, even though the runner moved on. I don't know if there's a provision for a circumstance like... Check swing at a breaking ball. Home plate umpire says Arias went around. Didn't look like he swung from up here, although the pitch looked quite possibly to be a strike. Evens the count at 1-1 to the Clippers shortstop. The pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Make it 1-2. Palacios has a very short lead out there at second base. Matt Reynolds trying to keep him close. Arias a double in the third, a strikeout in the first. He's batting 353 on the young season.
Are you trying to say they put the rule in place and did not account for a scenario where a guy throws wild to first?
1-2 pitch and another slider, another swing and a miss for strike three. What I'm saying is that I am ignorant to the possibility that that provision exists, that it would reset the number of disengagements, but based upon my understanding, it doesn't matter what situations occur. You can step off the mound twice during any plate appearance. It's got to be in there somewhere. Here's Josh Naylor. First pitch swing, and he hits it out toward the shortstop. Gloved cleanly, and the throw to first goes away and into the Clippers' dugout. Boy, the defense for the Syracuse Mets has been abysmal today.
That's the third errant throw from short.
And that was as routine as it gets for Cody Bohanic.
Wow.
Looked the runner to third and then just airmailed the throw over Daniel Palka. Palacios scores because he was already heading to third base, and Naylor winds up at second on the third E6 of the ballgame, fourth error overall against the Syracuse Mets. Cobb goes to work on Oscar Gonzalez and throws a slider well outside for ball one. Gonzalez is 0-2. He's grounded to the shortstop and fouled out to the catcher. Long look to second base. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Oscar had a big rip at it. Now up on the video board, Oscar Gonzalez has his headshot from last year. Team hasn't been in town long enough to get him done for this year. And he's got the long locks coming out from underneath his hat. Well, those are gone this year. He's much more aerodynamic. And for those of you wondering if, like the biblical representation of Samson, if the power was in his hair, he hit 31 home runs last year. He's already got two on the season. And they were both muscle jobs. He hit a line drive bullet out to left field for his first home run and an opposite field home run at Coca-Cola Park, where the ball does not carry particularly well. Two balls and a strike against the big Clippers outfielder. Naylor leads away from second. Cobb looking in for his sign. He's got what he wants. The pitch. And that is at the knees for a called strike. Talking about the different things going on this year. The big bases are back and will be used all season long. 18 inches on square as opposed to 15 in the past. Gonzalez swings at a breaking ball, hits it high in the air to shallow left center field. Charging, making the catch. Blankenhorn on the run, and that's out number two. And here's something else that fans listening may not know about a change to the second base, in addition to getting bigger, actually got closer to first and second because they moved it in toward home plate. In the past, second base has not been in a direct square line with first and third base. The midpoint of the second base bag was lined up with the 90-foot mark. Here's a ground ball right side off the bat of Daniel Johnson, through for a base knock. Johnson had struck out twice. He is now 1-for-3. Naylor goes on to third, no farther. They're on the corners for Alex Call. So the backside of the first base bag and third base bag is 90 feet from home, from the back point of the home plate.
What's the purpose of that?
Well, that's the dimension, 90 feet between the bases, but first base and home plate is entirely within fair territory. So the back point of home plate is the dividing line between fair and foul. Now, obviously, the outside line for first base is the delineation, and the back line of first and third base was the delineation for the 90 feet. And that's where the second base midpoint lined up. So if you drew a line from the back of first base and the back of third base out to second base, they would intersect in the past in the middle of second base. Well, this year, baseball has moved second base, so the back corner is in line with those two lines. You didn't know there was going to be a geometry quiz here, did you?
So the bigger bases are a move towards safety. The idea is that the bigger base, it gives you more room for the fielder to have a foot on the base or on the side of the base, and the runner still has room to then run through the base, for example, at first.
Or slide in
at second, or whatever the case might be. So
that was the impetus behind it. The functionality, though, brings the baseline, the bases closer together and makes the baseline a shorter distance. Call, and the pitch is low. 1-1 count. So last year we talked about second base being 4.5 inches closer to first and to third,
right,
because of the expanded size. Well, this year it's even closer.
Yeah.
Because the right and left corners moved in toward home and marginally closer to first and third base. Mm-hmm. Stolen bases are up. Success rate is up this year, at least in the very early going. Two balls, one strike, the count. Here's the pitch from Cobb. Swung on and fouled straight back. If you would have asked the average fan how far is it between first and second and third in the past, they would have told you 90 feet.
Sure.
And they'd have been wrong. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Runner at first goes. Here's the pitch. On the ground, left side. Scooping it up, the third baseman, and the throw to first is in time. Vientos gets it over for out number three. The Clippers, though, get an unearned run on one hit, two men left, and as we go to the sixth, it is 3-0 Columbus at the corner of Neal and Nationwide.
Create the backyard of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of landscape and patio block, and get 11% off. Whether it's a spacious patio, a decorative walkway, or flawless landscaping, you'll find the perfect blocks for your project. Holland pavers are two for $1 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 16th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the
running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get a look at our Scott's Kid of the Game here on MILB.TV. Fans, it is time to get outside, and Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard. Boy, glad to be back here at the yard at Huntington Park. The Columbus Clippers, first of 75 home games, 150 on the docket, the most the Clippers have ever played during a regular season. They lead it 3-0. Battenfield back out there. He's gotten a lot of early swings and outs. And he's going to get another one here if all goes to plan. Deeney pops it up into shallow right field, and it's caught by Oscar Gonzalez for out number one.
Nope, he dropped it.
He dropped it?
Well, he caught it, and then he dropped it as he put his... As he was dropping the glove to his side, the ball fell out.
Andy Tracy is arguing now that that's on the release.
Yes, and it should be. Because I was just about to say he dropped it after completing the catch, but then I looked down there at first base and I saw the safe sign go up.
The umpire's going to congregate here. First base umpire Tyler Olson is the man who made the call. We'll get a look at the replay here.
Should be a catch.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's a catch. Completed the catch, reaches into his glove, and the ball falls out.
No question at all. Now, Oscar was a bit casual, made the catch, okay, and it came out, but there's no doubt that's a catch.
Yeah, they should get it right here, I would think.
Well, let's hope. Yep. Yes, they are. They're going to overturn it. It's a catch. Now, Major League Baseball has, now Kevin Bowles is going to argue, obviously. He's thinking, hey, the closest guy saw he dropped it. But, you know, justice is served here with the call of an out. But Major League Baseball not only has replay, which we do not have in the minor leagues, but this year the umpires are actually making announcements.
They are.
On the field,
yes.
A la the NFL, who have always done that. And I think the fans have appreciated it greatly. Broadcasters have appreciated it greatly. Just so you get some sort of explanation for why the call stood or why the call was reversed. In this particular situation, the umpires did not get to look at a replay as we did up here. They just got the call right. So congratulations on them.
So, you know, I was having this conversation with some folks about the umpires announcing the call. I've seen it a couple of times now watching some Major League games.
Nobody's got the guns of Ed Hockley,
yeah,
but
in the NFL, for example, and even in college football, officials have developed some showmanship,
sure,
when they announce a ruling on the field. If it favors the home team, they give you a little oomph in their voice, you know, a little showmanship.
Sure.
So Major League Baseball, traditionally a little more buttoned down. I'll be curious to see if some of these umpires catch on and say, hey, I'm about to call the home team safe.
Right.
Let me really fire them up.
Still waiting to see if anybody gets thrown out for giving him the business. Back to the top of the order, Khalil Lee to lead things off, and a slider to him is inside for ball one from Peyton Battenfield. Battenfield has been dynamite so far today. Just two hits allowed, a double in the second, a single in the first. There's a swing and a high fly ball to right field. Gonzalez camping out underneath. And he makes the catch and holds the glove right in front of his chest, holds it, and then finally takes the baseball out and fires it back to the infield.
Just wanted to be sure and let everybody else know for sure it was a catch.
Travis Blankenhorn now.
I'll tell you what else I've seen in the big leagues now with the universal designated hitter.
Right.
I've seen this twice looking through lineups, but for sure at least once. The DH batting ninth.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was something we used to see here in the minor leagues, and we would say that only happens in the minors because you got to get a guy in there to get him some at-bats, and you don't have a true DH on your roster, and so you put the utility infielder in there to bat ninth as your DH. Now we're seeing it in the major leagues as an actual strategic play.
0-2 count and a wild pitch from the Syracuse bullpen will bring a halt to action. Blankenhorn fly to center his first time up, struck out in the fourth. He's down in the count 0-2. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He did not go, and it's low. One ball, two strikes. Every team gets to use a DH, and if your starting pitcher is your DH, you can keep him in even after he comes out of the ball game. 1-2, swung on and missed strike three. That'll do it. Fifth K for Battenfield. Sixth inning of shutout baseball. Bottom six coming up after this. Clippers lead it 3-0.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway.
Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Justin Dillon on to pitch for Syracuse. Trey Cobb pitched an inning and two-thirds, gave up one unearned run, one hit, one walk, two strikeouts, generally pitched pretty well. He didn't help his own cause after walking the leadoff man in the fifth inning. He threw an errant pickoff attempt that put the runner at second base and enabled that runner to come home on another error. Mitch Tolman's going to lead things off. Dillon, 6'3", 225-pound right-hander out of Placerville, California. Goes into the motion, delivers, and misses high and away for ball one. 28 years of age. Next pitch, called a strike on the inside corner. Big sweeping breaking ball. Fouled back to the screen, 1-2. Tolman so far today has reached base each trip without the aid of a hit. Walked in the second inning. Reached on an E6 in the fourth. The 1-2. Fastball well outside. Dillon came up with Toronto. Next pitch popped up back behind home plate. It's rid of the mask, but that will be a souvenir. Dillon attended college at Sacramento State and pitched the first no-hitter in their history back in 2017. Deals again, gets a swing and a miss on the 2-2. And Tolman down on strikes. Here's Mike Rivera now. The Clippers catcher has reached on an error and fly to right field. Columbus has not been prolific offensively. They have only four hits in the game and no more than one hit in any inning. A triple and a ground out produced a run in the first, a solo home run in the second inning. Called strike here, make it 0-1. They had a leadoff double in the third that amounted to nothing. had no hits in the fourth inning, one hit in the fifth. Now here in the bottom of the sixth, Rivera takes what is called a strike over the outside corner. Clippers backstop did not seem to agree. Dillon winds and deals, and a breaking ball fouled down the right field line. We'll keep the count 0-2. Rivera 2 for 11 so far on the season. Clippers trying to get their record over the 500 mark. There's activity in the bullpen for the home team. Rivera swings and fouls a pitch away. Right-hander getting loose. We'll try and catch a number on it. Next pitch, Rivera shoots it foul right past Jose Fermin in the on-deck circle. Fermin, if he was ready and swung quickly enough, might have been able to get a piece of that one. It was right through the strike zone in front of him. Again, the 0-2. Again, fouled, this time straight back to the screen. So the battle continues here. Rivera had a fair piece of time with the Clippers last year. He came up with some really big hits. Didn't have great offensive numbers, but some timely big hits. Does a very nice job behind home plate. The 0-2 again. He chased that one in the dirt for strike three. Throw goes to first for the out. Two away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dillon to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Here is Jose Fermin. Fermin, the nine hitter, has been up twice and out twice on strikes. The Clippers haven't struck out a ton on the season, but today they have racked up quite a few. 10 now after Rivera went down on strikes. First pitch, Fermin cuts empty. It's 0-1. Clippers in 2019 and 2021 had a lot of swing and miss on the roster. There's a ground ball slowly hit out to the shortstop. Bohanek has it. He's had trouble defensively today. Throws this one true, and that is out number three. The Clippers go in order for the first time today. We go to the seventh inning. Scott goes back for the play-by-play. It is 3-0 Columbus over Syracuse.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is Ice-T and Stone.
Here's a cold call.
We're on a mission to get America to switch to cold water washing with Tide.
It saves you energy.
And that saves you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
Plus, Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot. So what are you waiting for?
Turn to cold, because Stone Cold said so.
Turn to cold with Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HE machines. Performance based on Tide Power Pods versus leading baking soda packs.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
The first hot dog race of the year is in the books. First of many here at Huntington Park. And a new pitcher is on for Columbus as well. Ian Jabeau takes over on the bump. The Houston, Texas native 6'3", 250-pound right-hander, appearing in his second game of the young season. And Jabeau will, here in the seventh, try to keep Syracuse off the scoreboard. They've been held to just two hits. First pitch is a strike to Carlos Rincon. Rincon has popped out to second and has singled. He is one for two. Swings and slices this one deep down the right field side towards the foul line. It's going to be a foul ball. Out of our view, once it ended up near that padded wall that separates section one of the seating from the field of play. Oscar Gonzalez disappeared back there, and so did the baseball. No into the count. Here comes the pitch. And that one is low. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2. Way high. Rincon limbos back and away from it to get out of the batter's box. Two-two pitch. Swung on and clubbed to center field. This is hit well. Alex Call goes back, now pauses, has a beat on it, makes the catch. He will catch it flat-footed about 20 feet shy of the center field wall. So Rincon drove it about 380. Not enough tonight. Daniel Palka to the plate. Top of the seventh, Scott Leo, Ryan Mitchell, glad you're tuned in. It is Huntington Park opening night, so the home opener. Game number seven for Andy Tracy's team, a 3-3 record coming in. First pitch of ball. This one's down low, make it 2-0. First of six in this series between Columbus and Syracuse. Called strike on the 2-0. I will say that we didn't really have as much in the way of... This one is hit down the left field line, and with the left fielder playing off the line, Palacios, it's going to get down and roll a bit. This will be a double. Palka with a one-out double for the Mets here in the seventh. We didn't really have a whole lot of bench-clearing incidents or back and forth between teams last year, and I probably would have lost the over-under on that because with a six-game series, you're playing the same team for an entire week, and if something goes awry in the early games, can make for some dicey situations. Here's a ground ball to second.
Well,
throw on is out.
If these changes had happened 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you would have seen a lot more of that. But that has largely just evaporated from the game, particularly at the minor league level. You still see it in the bigs.
See it in the bigs.
Clearing incidents. But it does not happen much at the AAA level to begin with in this day and age. So I'm like you. I thought it might precipitate some more of that. But I feel like there was maybe more agita between teams and umpires being together over six straight days.
Yeah, that's true. And here's the other thing you end up with. If you play a team and they have a certain scouting report on how to pitch you, you're going to see that for a week straight. Now, a lot of times, word is out with video and analytics and everything, so the scouting report on you might be pretty similar no matter who you're playing. But I think it's they say, hey, this is how we're going to pitch this guy, or this is what we're going to do every time he's on base.
Guys talked about it last year. That a series turned out to be a long, long 6 days.
Mm-hmm. Pitch taken low for a ball. It is 3-0 to Carlos Cortez. There's a runner on third, two down, top seven. It's a 3-0 Columbus lead. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. I always thought the four-game series was a lot.
Games 5 and 6 do get a little bit tedious.
This ball is hit in the air to left field. Palacios is back. He's there. Raises the glove, makes the catch. And the Syracuse Mets are out here in the seventh. It is stretch time at the best ballpark in the minors, with Columbus on top 3-0.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always. We say less. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
So far, so good in front of this home crowd as the Clippers try to put one in the win column and get above 500. Richie Palacios will lead off for Columbus here in the bottom of the seventh. Clippers scored first today, and they've been the only team that has scored. In the series at Lehigh Valley, the team that scored first went 1-5. Not typical. Fly ball. Palacios hit it well, right center field, but it's going to stay in the park, and it'll be caught. Right at the beginnings of the warning track, Lee hauls it in, one down.
Yeah, the only game where the team that scored first scored most was in a shutout. First game of the doubleheader. And in that one, Lehigh Valley scored 3 runs in the first inning on 2 hits. They didn't have a hit for the rest of the game. But if you score 3 and you don't give up any, you're going to win. They tacked 1 more on later on without the aid of a hit.
Gabriel Arias will swing and line one to left, hit hard and all the way to the wall. It's going to hit off the base of the wall track into second base. It is a one-out double for Gabriel Arias. It's his second two-base hit of the night.
I got out there in a hurry.
It was a line shot. Here comes Josh Naylor.
We talked about it on the road trip. Mentioned a little bit earlier today. I'm not entirely sure what else Josh Naylor has yet to do, before the Guardians deem him ready to get back to the Major League roster. He's making solid contact. His timing looks good at the plate. His defense has been, you know, everything you want. He hasn't looked hampered moving around in the outfield or the infield.
The 1-0. Big cut and miss from Naylor.
Well, that's the first time he's taken a swing like that.
Maybe that's what is next on the agenda. Take some big hacks. You'll find out if your ankle is healthy real fast with those kind of swings. One pitch. This one's flared into left field. That'll get down just inside the line, and Arias is around to score. Naylor into second base. That's an RBI double. Second RBI of the game for Josh Naylor, and it's 4-0 home team.
Well, I like that one a lot. Took that big mammoth swing, trying to put one out on a Nationwide, a pitch before, and then got a pitch over the outer half. Didn't try and do that again. Hit it where it's pitched, drive it the opposite way, put it down the left field line. That's a smart baseball play.
Oscar Gonzalez now. And fly to left. He's 0 for 3. Big swing and a miss on the first offering. Here's a called strike at the knees. Ooh is right.
At the knees, yes. Over the plate?
Not so much. 0-2 the count. Only one out here in the inning. The pitch. Fly ball center field. Khalil Lee will move in and get under it. He'll make the catch. Naylor stays at second, of course. Two down. So here comes Daniel Johnson. Johnson has struck out twice tonight, but he singled his last time up. Hits a ground ball. It's going to get into right field. Coming around to score is Naylor. It's an RBI single for Daniel Johnson, a guy that has hit some absolute ropes here at Huntington Park. This one was not one of them. Just a worm-burning ground ball that sneaks past the first baseman as Palka couldn't get the glove all the way down, ranging off the bag. And it trickles into right field, and with Cortez playing deep and right, it allows Naylor to come chucking around third base and score. And the Clippers have added two of them in the seventh.
Well, that was another nice test for Naylor. He's not really had a play where there was going to be a play at the plate or likely to be a play at the plate. Got waved around. Turned out the throw was still no limp. Check one more box.
There you go. Here's a strike. 5-0 Columbus now with two scored here in the seventh. It is the first multi-run inning for Columbus tonight. They had one in the first, one in the second, one in the fifth. Runner goes, pitch high, throw down. No, they called him out. Looked like Daniel Johnson was under the tag pretty easy. And I think Daniel Johnson will, in fact, tell that to umpire Sam Birch. He says, Sam, I was under the tag pretty easy. He's out. We go to the eighth. Ryan's back to take you home. It's 5-0 Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I'm Jonathan Meenick with Edward Jones. Do you know when I hear the question, am I ready for retirement the most? When someone tells me a story of someone who cannot retire because they didn't plan ahead. Call me at 740-954-3113. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Papa John's wants you. Come join the team at Papa John's of Central Ohio, a locally owned and operated franchise location where drivers earn up to $22 per hour. Apply at any of their Central Ohio locations or online at jobs.papajohns.com. If you are looking for flexible hours, nightly cash payments, and the opportunity to join a great team experience, look no further. Join the Papa John's family. Whether you need a second job, a part-time job, or the opportunity for advancement, Papa John's is a great place to work.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the top of the eighth here at Huntington Park. The Clippers leading by a 5-0 score. Two runs in the seventh inning. That's the first frame tonight where the Clippers have had more than one hit. Doubles for Arias and Naylor. Daniel Johnson single, and then he was called out trying to steal second base on a bang-bang play. Alex Young takes the hill for the Clippers. The left-hander will face the bottom third of the order. Young, out of Westlake, Ohio, 28 years of age, 6'3", 220-pounder. Claimed off of waivers from Arizona a season ago, went straight to the major leagues. Young fires a fastball in for a called strike, 0-1. Eventually sent back down to Columbus. A one pitch, swung on and missed, make it 0-2 now against Matt Reynolds, who's come to the plate twice and each time has flied to center field. No runs, just three hits for the Syracuse Mets. They've won only one game so far this year against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. They went 1-4, rained out on the finale of that series. They'll have to make it up later this year. That was a first series that makes sense, playing a team that you're going to play later in the year. Because around the International League particularly, and the teams in the North and the Midwest, high probability of bad weather over the first couple of weeks. Clippers play the Iron Pigs. There's a swing and a deep drive down the left field line, but he got out in front. Reynolds hooks it foul. We did have a rainout. Fortunately, we were able to make it up during that series because the Clippers and Iron Pigs do not lock them up the rest of the season. We had that last year with Louisville, and that, listen, but the fact that the Clippers and Louisville Bats were only scheduled to play one series all season long was a mind-blower, and then to make it the first series of the year, and as fate would have it, last game of the series, rained out, couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
Now, the machinations of baseball, here's a ground ball through the right side for a base knock for Reynolds, his first hit of the game. The machinations were such that in adding the final stretch last year, the Clippers did wind up playing Louisville and wound up playing them here at home.
Right.
But that game was not slated to be made up. And, coincidentally, the final game of the season wound up being canceled, not postponed, due to weather.
I don't know. I think if people went back and they checked out the archives of our broadcast, it wasn't that long ago, you and I were sitting here saying, I can't believe Columbus is going to play Toledo 28 times. And now we're saying, I can't believe Columbus and Louisville only had one scheduled series.
Yeah. After the base hit, Cody Bohanek stands into the right-handed batter's box, and the first pitch to him is down for ball one. The pitch. That's in for a called strike. Before the realignment, I'm trying to think, what was the... I think 23 games was the most we ever played against another team. We'd play Toledo 23 times a year, 22 times, and Indy and Louisville 20 or more. But last year, here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Last year, the Clippers played Omaha 24 times. Iowa played Omaha, I think it was 36 times. Moving forward, I'm not entirely sure what they're going to do with the schedule now that they have made the International League 20 teams. Will they call it three leagues of 10 eventually? Who knows? Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. But we play all of the teams. No, we don't. Excuse me. We don't play all the teams in our division. And we play some of the teams in the other division this year. The division alignment was made after the schedule came out. So moving forward, 2023 and beyond, we'll have to wait and see what happens. Young delivers, and this one's fouled away, still 2-2. The divisional alignment has, yeah, there's a north-south dividing line between the 10 teams in the eastern portion of the International League and the western portion of the International League. Gwinnett, a very southern team, is on the western side of the line. So they are in a division with the Clippers. There's a fly ball to center field. Call started in, heads back right to about where he started, makes the catch for out number one. And that was always going to, if they decided to go 10-10 and 10, either Gwinnett or possibly Charlotte or possibly Buffalo was going to have to join the nine teams in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Because, remember, 2 years ago, Wichita was supposed to have a AAA team. But that team was reassigned by Major League Baseball. They said, nope, you're going to be a AA team, and we're going to make Jacksonville a AAA team to pair up with the Marlins. That threw everything off kilter. Middle infield in double play position. Young delivers a called strike.
It's important to know, though, that in minor league baseball, and specifically in AAA with the International League, the balanced schedule went away a long time ago.
Early 2010s. Or even sooner than that, actually. I'm trying to think. My first couple of years, we saw every team. You would go to everybody out of the division once. They would come to you once, and everything else was kind of played in your division. And then, a few years later, they even went away from that. And you'd play one team a couple of times. Quickly 0-2 to Deeney. The pitch. Breaking ball. That's low. Way back when, during the days of the American Association, when there were three AAA leagues, you would play some crossover games. The American Association would play some teams from the International League. Comes the 1-2. Ground ball to third. Fermin's got it. Goes to second for one. Tolman's relay to first is in time. 5-4-3 around the horn for the double play. And that's the end of the top of the eighth inning. Beautifully turned by the Clippers infield. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Columbus still on top. 5-0.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donato's. Every piece is important.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to provide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Neat skies overhead here in Columbus. Gorgeous ballpark here in the Arena District, opened in 2009, replacing Cooper Stadium. For my money, it gets no better than what we've got here at Huntington Park. The Clippers have treated their fans to a 5-0 lead through 7.5 innings. Alex Call will lead off for the home team. He homered his first time up back in the second inning. That was his first and to this point only hit of 2022. Since then, he struck out in the fourth inning, grounded to third in the fifth. He's also made some nice catches in the outfield. Call, a career 248 hitter, over 447 minor league games coming into play this year. New pitcher on, Yoan Lopez. Right-hander delivers a fastball at the top of the zone for a called strike. Lopez, 29 years of age, 6'3", 210-pounder. Of Nueva Gerona, Cuba. Pitch for the Diamondbacks last year. Claimed off of the waiver wire, actually from Miami, over the offseason. Just swinging a chopper foul on the third base side, quickly 0-2 against the Columbus center fielder. We'll get to this date in Clippers history, brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Go back to 2018. April the 12th. Here's the high set by the right-hander in the pitch. To the backstop, 1-2. Adam Pletko and Jeff Beliveau combined for a 2-0 victory. It was the first of a breakout season that saw Pletko go 7-3 with an ERA at 1.70 over 14 starts, including a bit at perfection on April 28th against Indianapolis. He retired all 23 batters he faced, but due to his pitch count, had to come out of the game. Here's a swing and a miss, and Call goes down on strikes. That's one down. Lutko would go on to throw a no-hitter at Syracuse on June the 2nd, but lost a perfect game with one out in the eighth inning. Justin Germano, several years before, had thrown a perfect game at Syracuse in front of dozens and dozens of fans. Here's Mitchell Tolman. Tolman walk, reached on an error, and a strikeout. Fastball outside for ball one. Yeah, Pletko really kind of burst onto the scene that year. Forced himself up to the major leagues. Has bounced around since debuting with the Indians. 1-0 pitch. High. This year, I believe, signed to pitch overseas in Korea. Two and nothing against Tolman. Infield slightly to the pull side. Here's the pitch. And it is in for a called strike. A breaking ball makes it 1-2. Or excuse me, 2-1 rather. The pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Isle Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools and earlier access to your pay. Extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. The appeal is denied on the third base side. A On this April 12th, bottom of the seventh at Rochester, the Red Wings and Bisons both got off to a good start, winning their respective series 4-2, and they are knotted for a piece in the bottom of the seventh inning at Frontier Field. Next pitch, hit on the ground, and that will get under the outstretched glove of Daniel Polka for a clean single. Norfolk leading 1-0. It's Scranton Wilkes-Barre, top of the sixth inning in Moosic, Pennsylvania. Speaking of perfect games, Jacksonville currently has a perfecto going. Durham Bulls batting in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Zach Pop on the hill has put down 15 in a row. Jacksonville leading 7-0. Memphis 6-2 leaders at Charlotte. That game in the top of the seventh. Top four at Gwinnett. Stripers lead the Nashville Sounds 3-1. Omaha at home leading Louisville 1-0. Indianapolis on the road at St. Paul leading 3-1. Top of the third inning. Toledo and Iowa both lost 4 out of 6 in their first series of the season. They're going head-to-head at Principal Park on the banks of the Raccoon River. It's 1-0 Toledo on top of the I-Cubs. Earlier today, Worcester at home downed Lehigh Valley 8-3. Runner at first, one down, pickoff attempt, the throw is late. Rivera 0-3, reached on an error back in the second inning. Clippers scored a run in the first, a run in the second, one unearned run in the fifth, and then put together a two-run seventh inning to lead 5-0. 5 runs on 8 hits for Columbus. There's a swing and a miss, and Rivera goes down on strike.
This has not been the 12-run outburst that we saw on Sunday from this Columbus lineup, but they have done something that Andy Tracy, I'm sure, likes to see, and that is they have strung together some offense in multiple innings. They've scored in 4 of their first 7 innings at the plate, and it is always going to increase your chances of winning if you can, even if it's just a single run, if you can put up runs over the course of multiple frames. Everybody nowadays thinks about the big inning. They talk about the big inning. The at-bat approaches are often for the big inning. But if you can get a run here, 2 runs there, and you do that over 5-6 innings of the game, your chances of walking away with a win are pretty darn good.
Jose Fermin at the plate, first pitch ball. The next is a swinging strike. The 9-hitter Fermin has gone 0-3 so far.
It also helps when you pitch it like the Clippers have tonight.
Certainly does. If you don't give up any runs, you're probably going to win most nights.
Going to need a percentage. I'm a numbers guy.
From the high set, here comes the 1-1. It's lifted in the air to center field. Drifting over toward the gap is Lee. He's there to make the catch, and that'll put the Clippers down in the eighth inning. Last chance for the Syracuse Mets as we go to the ninth. The Clippers lead them 5-0.
Create your ideal backyard and save 11% on all of it at Menards. Complete your outdoor building projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. It offers the natural look of wood with added protection against rot and decay. All AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking is 11% off. Hurry into Menards now for these deals. Good through April 16th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select temps 784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is Ice-T and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and
this is a cold call.
We're on a mission to get America to switch to cold water washing with Tide.
It saves you energy.
And that saves you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
Plus, Tide cleans better in cold than the bargain brand in hot. So what are you waiting for?
Turn to cold because Stone Cold said so.
Turn to cold with Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold in non-HG machines. Performance based on Tide Power Pods versus leading baking soda packs.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat perch or rigatoni with marinara every Wednesday and Friday of Lent at the TAT. Order an all-you-can-eat meal, then purchase your favorite bottle of wine for half off at James and Livingston, the TAT.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Top of the ninth inning, top of the order for Syracuse, and a new arm for the Clippers out on the hill, Aniel De Los Santos will try and nail it down. 5-0 Columbus as we go to the ninth inning. Fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Khalil Lee to start things off. Miguel De Los Santos. Big right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. Big league time in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh. Guardians signed him as a free agent over the offseason. Got a non-roster invite to spring training. First pitch. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball one. Rincon, the first three due up for the Syracuse Mets. Clippers lead him by five. De Los Santos into the motion. Popped up, third base side, out of play. 6:15, scheduled first pitch tomorrow. Hopefully Mother Nature will allow it. .610 start to the Spectrum pregame show.
We have not had very many completely dry days in spring.
No, we have not. Here's a big swing and a miss on 1-1. Make it a ball and two. All across the Midwest, the weather has been throwing changeup after changeup after changeup. De Los Santos just missed the inside corner. Boy, that's a good-looking pitch. He pitched in six spring training games for the Guardians. Did not allow a run on four hits over 7 1/3. Now the double deuce. That's low, full count. Lee has flied out twice to center and to right. And in between, there was a backward K against the Clippers starter, Peyton Battenfield, who was fantastic today for Columbus. Swinging a foul ball back. Battenfield went six strong innings. No runs, two hits, no walks, five strikeouts. Got Battenfield at only 58 pitches to get through six. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. And Santos came empty for out number one here in the ninth inning. Battenfield was getting a lot of early contact. First pitch swinging, soft contact, turning those into outs. And we joked about it in the first inning. It was a... he got the first two outs on two pitches. And it turned out to be a seven-pitch frame. Said, hey, you'd be able to go the distance with that. And, you know, really, his pitch count was so low that there was, in theory, a lot left in the tank, but the up and down, I mean, we kind of said tongue-in-cheek, all those up and downs in between innings will take their toll. Not going to get a much more efficient outing than what we saw from Battenfield today. 0-1 pitch. Travis Blankenhorn fouls it down the left field line, well out of play, 0-2. Lefty Adam Scott gets the ball tomorrow for Columbus. Adonis Medina will oppose for Syracuse. De Los Santos has his sign. He deals, and it's off the outside corner. 1-2. Carlos Rincon in the on-deck circle. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Columbus. No runs, 4 hits, and 4 errors for Syracuse. 3 of them belong to the shortstop, Cody Bohanek. There's a swing and a miss. Change speeds, fell out of the zone. And Blankenhorn swung right over top for strike 3. Two down for Rincon, the designated hitter, 1 for 3. He's popped to second base, singled in the 4th inning, fly to center in the 7th inning. Outfield deep, infield a couple of steps to the pull side against the right-handed batting Rincon. First pitch swing and he fouls it away. Daniel Polka in the on-deck circle. Daniel De Los Santos trying to make sure that he stays right there. Long look in from the Clippers right-hander. Sets at the chest, kicks and fires. A swing and a foul ball straight back to the screen. It's 0-2. Opening night crowd here at Huntington Park on their feet trying to cheer the Clippers on to a victory. El Santos has his sign. He deals and swung on and fouled away. That was a pitch way inside, and Rincon somehow got the bat around to get a piece. The pause. The pitch. Check swing. Oh, he didn't get the call. Didn't get the call on the check swing, and boy, that sure looked like strike 3 from our elevated vantage point in the broadcast booth. Rivera lays down the sign, sets the mitt over the outside half of the plate. Here comes the pitch, fastball wide. It is 2-2. If we were in Charlotte or the Pacific Coast League, that might have been a different call. They're using the robo-ump, automatic balls and check swing, he went. Home plate umpire said so. Justice served. Rincon strikes out. And the Columbus Clippers win the home opener here at Huntington Park tonight.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get 2 or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in 3 easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on 2 or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, back here at Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers come out on top of the series. 8 hits, no errors for the Clippers. 0-4-4 for the Syracuse Mets. Here's how it happened from the best ballpark in the minors. The Clippers started the scoring early. They got a run in the first inning. Richie Palacios tripled on the first pitch he saw, came in on a Josh Naylor ground out. And then in the second inning, Alex Call provided our Phoenix Bats big hit of the game with a solo home run. 1-1. That's a high fly ball, deep left field. Alex Cole's got his first hit of the year, and it's out of the ballpark. A solo home run to double the Clippers' lead, make it 2-0 Clip Show. Columbus would make it 3-0 with an unearned run in the fifth. They tacked on two more in the seventh. Gabriel Arias doubled. Josh Naylor did likewise, driving in Arias, and then Naylor would score from second on a Daniel Johnson base hit, and that would be the final score of 5-0. Clippers had outstanding pitching today, as you may expect from a shutout. Peyton Battenfield gets the win with 6 blanked innings, 2 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Jabeau, Young, De Los Santos all with a shutout inning as well. We'll come back after these words and give you the final totals and wrap things up from Huntington Park. The Clippers with a 5-0 win against Syracuse. You're listening to Clippers Baseball.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome.
Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Back here in the Arena District, finishing things up at Huntington Park. The Columbus Clippers down the Syracuse Mets tonight by a 5-0 final score. Also good news from the major leagues. The parent club Cleveland Indians had a 10-5 win against the Cincinnati Reds. Another big night for Stephen Kwan. How about him? He went 1-for-2, hit .500 for the day, and his batting average dropped to .667. Now, he did reach base via walk a couple of more times, so his on-base percentage for the season, .750. Stephen Kwan has been a revelation over the first four games in his major league career. 10-5, the Indians beat the Cincinnati Reds here at Huntington Park tonight. It was the Clippers 5-0 over the Syracuse Mets. Final totals, Columbus 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and they left 7 men on base. For Syracuse, no runs, 4 hits, 4 errors. They stranded 3. Peyton Battenfield gets the win. Mike Montgomery suffers the loss. There was no save. The game took 2 hours, 26 minutes to play in front of 7,496 at Huntington Park tonight. Back at it tomorrow, same time, same play, 6:15 first pitch. We'll take the air at 6:10 for the Spectrum pregame show, and I do hope that you will be with us. For Tracy Watson back in the studio and my broadcast partner Scott Leo, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Huntington Park. Clippers beat Syracuse by a 5-0 final score. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.